Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,331. Jonathan and Catherine Zalesnik seek a variance from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed house. Sections 115.42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Wango Lane at the end, west end of Bow Street in the Holly Ridge Terrace subdivision. The 911 address is 31248 Wango Lane, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR, General Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 166.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 10-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a dwelling with a proposed garage. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jonathan Zalesnik, 150 Wedgwood Drive.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My wife and I are requesting, sorry, she's not here, she's sick tonight, but we're building a new house on this lot, and the way the bulkhead comes down the back, the right-hand side, there's an existing concrete pad there. I like to put a shed on that, and the house that we're building has a attached garage to it. It has 11 foot from the front of the house. So we're asking if we could put the garage at a 20-foot offset. That would still keep the 80% of the house on the 30-foot offset. So that we could put a shed or a pole barn on that back, on that, use that concrete slab that's on the back right-hand corner. If we put the garage at the 30-foot offset, that would push the house back at 43 feet. Mm-hmm. And it would be just kind of tight there to put a garage or something, or to use that pad that's in the back already.
So do you own the house next door? Is it existing concrete?
No, that's the neighbor has a shed on. There's that split right down the middle. You see how the bulkhead is? That bulkhead is split, and the neighbor there has it. There's a big concrete pad. He has a shed there already. Mm-hmm. So I was going to use part of that and put a 24 by 20 shed on that.
But you could move it over if you wanted to, your shed.
Yes, I could move it.
Setbacks.
Yes.
You can move that over.
It took like 5 feet or something off.
Well, this diagram shows it within the building envelope, but if he wants to move it closer to the property line to be on the existing concrete pad, then that's completely different, right?
Yes.
But I'm asking to move where the new house goes.
Yes.
Where the garage is on the house.
Yes.
That has, it's 11 foot offset from the front of the house. I'm asking if we could put that 20 foot off the, off the front property line.
So that's all you're asking for?
Yes.
Not a variance for your shed. Shed's going to be in the building envelope.
Yes.
It's not going to be on your concrete pad.
Well, it's a little.
That's not what you're asking
for. No, I'm asking for the.
So if you're going to put it on the concrete pad, you're going to have to come back again and ask for the okay. Correct, okay. Jamie?
So the shed is under 600,
yes.
So it can be 5 feet from lot.
From the line,
But as shown on the survey, the shed does not need a variance. But it looks like it's to be relocated.
Yeah, as I look at the survey, the shed is 11.33 feet from the property line.
Correct.
It does not appear to be on the existing concrete pad, although we could perhaps ask Mr. Zelenik that. But the if he would have the option to move that closer to the property line.
Up to 5 feet.
Up to 5 feet.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to be over 600 square feet, that shed.
So we're talking about the garage, not the
That's
shed,
right.
Yeah, so we're talking.
Just kind of added that into.
And is this for the existing house, or you said you're going to build a new house?
No, we're building. There's no house on there right now. We're building a new house.
So
So you want the garage to be 20 feet from the front setback?
The new house has a garage on it. I'd like to have the garage at a 20-foot offset. And, you know, the rest of the house would be 30 feet, 31 feet, actually.
Why can't you move the house back?
Well, if I move it back, I won't be able to use that. You have 11 feet now where if I put a garage or a shed in on that back.
Move the whole house back.
Well, if I move it back, with that offset of the bulkhead, yeah, if I move that back, you'll be, you know, like 5 feet from that, from the concrete pad, the existing concrete pad that's there.
Is that your pad?
It was an existing pad. It's the neighbors and the, you know, it's the neighbors and mine. That was they must have had some kind of shed there already.
But your question tonight is about the front setback.
Yes. Yes.
But if he could push this back, and he wouldn't need a variance. Mm-hmm. And he does have, but you're saying in the back right corner,
the bulkhead has that indentation. So, I mean, if I could, I'm putting a new bulkhead in. If I could come straight across, you could never do that and fill that in, you wouldn't have the problem.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
We're thinking about changing the garage. How are you going to set it up?
It's kind of the plan of that we picked for the house. It goes on that left-hand side.
Yeah. I mean, it's a new house, a new proposal. I mean,
yeah.
And you're not meeting any of the setbacks. You can meet the setbacks if you're a different home or something different.
Well, he could move it back if he wanted.
Yeah.
He could level that off in the back.
Yes.
But I can't make the bulkhead straight, can I?
Sure. If you're putting one new one in, you can.
Yeah, but you probably have to go to the Department of Natural Resources.
You got to go to them anyway if you're going to put a new bulkhead.
Well, I already have that permit.
Well, and you can grade that inside land. You could grade.
Well, that's shared with the neighbor also.
The issue that this board has before it is that there's five standards that you have to meet to show why you cannot build a house on a vacant lot in compliance with the code. Okay. That is the issue that is before this board. So the first thing you have to do is show the uniqueness of the property.
Okay.
You have to show why you cannot build it in strict compliance with the code. You have to show it's not been created by you. You have to show that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that is the minimum variance to afford relief. You have to pass all five of those standards.
Okay.
So one of the things that is when there's a blank slate, you've got to demonstrate why you can't make it work on the blank slate that you have here.
Okay. Well, the bulkhead then is number one. Yeah.
Say that again.
The bulkhead that has to, that's shared with the neighbor, so I just couldn't get straight across. I'd have to get permission with him to close that in.
Well, we're not talking about closing in the bulkhead. What we're looking at is the lot of your lot, what you have there.
Right.
Which right now has nothing on it but a concrete pad.
Right.
Why you can't develop that property in strict conformity with the code. That's the question. That's a burden that you have to prove to this board.
Well, with the house design that I picked out, it won't fit on the lot and be able to use that concrete pad. And
did you make your shed smaller? It's a 24 by 20, right?
Yes.
Could the shed be small?
Well, my boat won't fit in it, but I guess I could fit smaller with it. But if you look at all the other properties around, I mean, some of the properties are 10 feet off their property lines, 26 feet.
Well, your side yard and your backyard is 10 feet. It's the front yard that you could,
right.
You could push that house back and be in compliance. Mm-hmm.
Are you picking another design of the home? You got another second pick?
No, not really. Just I wanted to try to get the pole barn or shed in the back. It's
So it's not a shed, it's a pole barn?
Well, it'd be shed, pole barn, or something in that order.
To get to it, you had to go to the barn, the garage side, you're gonna have a driveway around it to get to it, to your pole shed. How are you gonna get to your pole shed?
With that 20-foot offset that's there.
Okay.
That is actually an existing driveway.
On where the garage is?
No, the right-hand side, where the concrete slab is.
Is your existing driveway?
There's a driveway there already.
Okay. And you, that's existing driveway, and your garage is on the opposite side?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's all full of grass, and, you know, the lot's been empty for 15 years.
Any other questions from the board? So, is there any, Mr. Sharp, do you have anything else?
Do you use well and septic, or just sewer and water?
It's public sewer and public water.
And do you have any flooding issues?
No.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. I will make a statement that we need to keep in mind the criteria for granting a variance, that you are to meet all five of the criteria.
Madam Secretary, I make a motion 12,331 would deny. I don't think you met the standards for granting a variance.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
If I may, just as a clear point of clarification, do you have any of the specific standards that the applicant did not meet?
Not really by the applicant.
Thank you.
Call for a vote, Mr. Corman.
Aye.
Mr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So for 5-0, your application is denied.
All right. Thank you.